Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has 7 steps for the perfect ice cream experience. Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up right after emails. After the game, Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Hello, Adele. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Adele, are you sober or not sober?
Sober at the moment.
All right.
I actually have a question. Do you guys keep track of the sober and not sober, like, statistics, or?
No, we just ask you what team you're on. That way we have a better idea of where you're coming from.
I see.
All right, Adele, our men's room poll. You got to perform one procedure. You're going to either pull out your own tooth, insert your own catheter, stitch your own wound, or wipe someone else.
I feel out of all those, I'd probably stitch my own wound. I have no idea how to stitch, but probably the one I'd go for.
Okay.
So I feel like in that moment, you figure it out. If you feel that it's life or death, it's amazing how quickly you can figure stuff out.
Exactly. Right.
Here's your question. Multiple choice. Kellogg's, Post, General Mills, or Quaker Oats, which produces Captain Crunch?
What was it? Kellogg's?
Kellogg's, Post, General Mills, or Quaker Oats?
You know what? I think it's General Mills.
That's what I thought at first. You'd think I would know.
Kellogg's?
Nope. Quaker
Oats. It is Quaker.
It is Quaker.
Oh, wow.
When you climb aboard my ship and ask for...
God, I hate oats.
Everybody hates oats.
God, I don't know.
If you ask for a Captain and Coke, I show up for an all-night party.
You like granola?
Yeah, I don't mind granola.
What's the difference between granola and oats?
Sugar, some honey.
Oh, right, that's it. So just take oats, add that crap, and now you have granola.
All right. Maybe I do like it.
Maybe I do like this. All right, your question. What is the common name for solid carbon dioxide?
Solid carbon dioxide?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm just going to go with carbon. But is it
charcoal?
Ash? Dry ice.
Dry ice.
Oh, dry ice.
Yep.
Ice. Oh.
Famous rapper.
Let's go to the world of horror movies. I guess this is a horror movie. I don't know. Okay. But what kind of animal attacks Damien's car in The Omen?
A wolf?
No.
Dogs?
Oh, no. No, no, no. They were driving through, like, one of those safari park kind of things, whatever. And there's a particular group of animals kind of like, hey, man, I'm pretty sure that's the Antichrist in that car. So a whole troop of baboons descends on the car.
Okay.
Like, if you don't know there's something wrong with your kid at that point, I don't feel bad for you in the movie. Like, everywhere this kid goes, badass happens, right? And I'm driving through a safari park, and a bunch of baboons are specifically trying to kill my kid. I go, kid, look, I love you, but there's something wrong with you. Because baboons are trying to kill you. All right. And you have 666 on your goddamn head. All right. Your question, what animal only needs 2 hours of sleep a day, the least of any mammal?
2 hours of sleep. Oh, wow.
It behooves them to be awake.
A monkey? I know it's wrong, but...
An elephant? Elephant, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but somehow it seems like the bigger the animal, the less sleep it needs. I don't understand why.
They snore.
Elephants will only need 2 hours of sleep, but when lions like to eat you, I understand why nature decided, you know what? Stay awake for a while. All right, your question. What was the first planet discovered by telescope?
Let's go with Venus.
That would have been my guess, because you can see her with the naked eye sometimes.
Uranus.
Yeah. Uranus.
Oh, Uranus.
Yes. Uranus. Come on, man. If I ask you a planet
no
question,
happen, but...
yes, it is, in fact, Uranus. They looked through a telescope, and guess what they saw there, Adele? They saw Uranus. All right. Here is your question. The tuxedo. The tuxedo was named after Tuxedo Park in what northeastern state?
Northeastern state.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I mean, you think of a state where if anyone's wearing tuxedos, they probably live here.
Northeast. Northeast. You see, I'm super bad with geography, but...
We got that.
Yeah. You live on the West Coast.
Yeah, I'm on the West Coast, so see, that's as far as I know. Let's go with... New York?
You got
there you
it.
Go.
There you go.
Nailed it, man.
Good job, Adele.
Well done.
Very good.
Is that when it started, though?
What do you mean?
Like, was nobody wearing tuxedos before, like, New York was around?
I'm guessing they were not, and then whatever was going on in New York at the time, I'm just assuming there's probably some big event there. All the guys had, you know, black tie style, and said, hey, call it a tuxedo.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Emmett. Welcome to the men's room.
Yeah. Hello, you dinosaurs.
Hola.
Hola.
Evan, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. I'm sitting in I-90 traffic right now.
Oh, good time.
No better time to get drunk than then.
Traffic on I-90.
That sucks. All the time.
All right, perform one procedure there. Emmett, will it be pulling out your own tooth, inserting your own catheter, stitching your own wound, or wiping someone else?
I'm going to have to stitch my own wound.
Stitch your own wound.
All right. Right there, here's your question. Multiple choice. Gold Medal Flower, Old El Paso, Lucky Charms, and Pillsbury are all owned by what company?
Owned by what company? General Mills.
One and done.
One and done.
Emmett. Great getting to know you. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Cyrus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Cyrus, sober, not sober?
Sober.
Sober Cyrus. Welcome to the show. All right, Cyrus. Got to perform one procedure. Will it be to pull out your own tooth, insert your own catheter, stitch your own wound, or wipe someone else?
I did drain cleaning, so I'll wipe someone else.
Okay.
All right. Drain cleaning. I like that as a code word. All right, here is question number one for you. Halley's Comet passes the Earth once every how many years?
Is it 50?
20-something, 27 maybe?
70?
75.
Sometimes
70. We're never going to see that again.
Yeah, that's a good point, man.
We did it.
I want to say, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was Mark Twain. He was born on the day the Halley's Comet came sailing by and then died on the next trip around the Halley's Comet channel. By the way, somebody says, thrilled. Did you know it's a scientific fact that the Earth is not as big as Uranus? I've heard that.
Oh, damn, you're right, Miles.
What?
That's not showing back up till 2062.
Yeah. So well, I'd be 90-something.
No, you won't. Because I'm 40, so I'd be, I'd be 102.
There's no damn way.
Wait, you can't be 102 in 2062. You'll be 82.
I'm bad at math.
You are, dude. Yeah.
I bet you $1 you're dead in a door now.
Dollar. You got it.
At 92?
At 92.
No, oh, he'll be around.
No, he's making it to 90.
Oh, I would take that bet on him making it every day of the week.
All right. You think I'm going to make it to 92?
There you go.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, what's the secret to a long life? But like drugs and alcohol.
That's all right. I think I'm 102. And
I know.
Miles owes me $1, but he's dead, too.
All right.
He used to work on the radio.
The what?
The what?
Yeah. Is it in the flying car?
Who is Stan's sister on South Park?
Oh, it's been a while since
I watched. The one with the mouth brace.
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know. Is it Susie?
Close. Shelley. Let's go to the world of cars. What device controlled the air-fuel mixture in an automobile's engines before the advent of fuel injection?
The carburetor.
There you go. And a word of advice. Do not steal a carburetor from a person's car if they're sleeping in it.
No, that would be his catalytic converter.
Oh, it's his catalytic converter. Did you hear this? Yeah. So there's a guy sleeping in his truck.
This is local, too.
And the guy was stealing his catalytic converter, all right? So he wakes up to this guy stealing it, gets out of his truck, shoots the guy twice, and ties him to the back of the truck and drags him through a field. It's like, good lord.
Hey, all right.
Yeah. Hey, W!
Hello, Atlee. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Atlee, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober. A-T-L-E-Y, is that correct?
E-E.
Atlee. All right, Adley, perform one procedure. Pull out your own tooth, insert your own catheter, stitch your own wound, or wipe someone else.
I'm definitely going to have to go stitch my own wound.
All right.
Wow, people are going for that one, man. Mm-hmm. All right, Adley, here's a question. Arnold Schwarzenegger was born in what country?
Austria.
Austria,
one and done.
It's all my Austria knowledge.
Damn, big dummy is a game, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Christy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Christy, sounds like you're driving, so you're sober?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, the disappointment of sobriety. Uh-huh.
All right, you're going to perform one procedure.
I'm sober anyway.
Would you pull out your own tooth, insert your own catheter, stitch your own wound, or wipe someone else?
I'm on my driveway, someone else.
Okay.
All right. All right, Christy, quick side question. Do you think I will live to see Halley's Comet return? 92 years old.
Probably with your lifestyle, no.
Okay. Thank you. All right, here is your question. Which gaming platform was the first to feature downloadable games?
Was that PlayStation?
See, that's what I would have thought.
Nintendo?
No.
Xbox?
No. It's going to blow your mind when I tell you. No.
GameCube?
Intellivision.
Real?
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right there, Chris, your question. What was the name of the space missions that took place between Mercury and Apollo? It's also a sign of the Zodiac.
Oh, goodness. I have no idea.
I'll just guess the sign of the Zodiac.
What was that?
Just guess a sign of the Zodiac.
Taurus.
Capricorn?
Gemini. Now, you're confusing Capricorn.
I'm thinking O.J.
You're thinking O.J. Simpson.
I know it.
The cinematic masterpiece.
I know they went to Mars.
That is Capricorn 1.
Or did they do that in Arizona?
They did not go to Mars. That was the whole idea of Capricorn. See, the plot of the movie was this. America sends its first three men to Mars, right? But it's fake. They've been standing like a warehouse or something like that for however long they had to do it. But the idea was we were going to impress the world that we did it. So these guys, the idea was the ship is now returning, but then the ship burned up in the Earth's atmosphere. So the government's like, hey, bad news, we have to kill you. But the astronauts are like, we don't like that idea. So they escape. Mm-hmm. And then the government chases them through the desert. And sure enough, Telly Savalas, I'm not making this up, comes to the rescue with a crop dusting plane.
Just how you thought it would end.
Uh-huh. I wish I was making this up. I'm really not.
It was a true movie.
Capricorn 1. Yes.
It really happened.
All right, here's a question. Who is Goldie Hawn's daughter?
Kate Hudson.
That's it? Too easy.
Yeah, very good. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Big
Capricorn.
Dummy!
Hello, Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Don, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Welcome to the show, Don and Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, you got to perform one procedure. Will it be to pull out your own tooth, insert your own catheter, stitch your own wound, or to wipe someone else?
I'll tell you, that catheter one's pretty hardcore, but I'm going to go with the, man, I don't know who would choose that. I'm going to go with wipe someone else.
Okay, surprisingly in the lead.
Yeah.
Get to wiping.
All right, here's your question. This one provided by our very own Mike Hawk. Which Rocky opponent actor is a Wazoo graduate?
Wow.
I'll give you a hint. Not Mr. T.
You mean the act yet? Well, I'm just going to go Apollo Creed.
I think that's it. No?
Is it Tommy Morrison?
It's Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren is a coup?
Oh. Dolph Lundgren is a coup.
Is he even Russian?
No, not at all.
He's Swedish.
Did he play football there?
I hate to do this stereotypical thing, but Jesus Christ, man, surely he played sports,
dude,
right?
Went there to study chemical engineering. The guy...
Oh, come on.
The dude is a super brain. We just don't know it because he was like this monosyllabic...
What was he doing at Wazoo?
You know what he's doing? He's drinking. What else do you do?
Partying.
Right, exactly. What's that bar called that everybody goes to?
I was there.
The Coug. You
right
couldn't remember the name of the Coug bar.
Sorry.
Huh?
Stopped it. I still haven't been to Pullman. I should go out there this fall for a game.
I was there in the summer, so it wasn't.
How do they not brag about that? You know what I mean? It's Dolph freaking Lundgren, man.
Yeah. Too busy cougaring it.
Yeah, that's true. Too drunk to care. All right, what country music star was briefly married to actress Renee Zellweger?
I can picture the guy's face. I'm just not going to get the name, so I'm just going to say something that I know is wrong. Garth Brooks.
Is it Kenny Chesney?
Kenny Chesney.
You don't like Kenny Chesney?
He's got his own island. Hey, man, if you're single, go to a Kenny Chesney concert and thank me later.
If you're not single, go to a Kenny Chesney concert and wear shades. God, I wish...
Was that
that was one of the best days of my life.
I didn't even go to the concert, right?
Just tailgated and soaked it all in.
Ted just came back and he's like, dude, the women that go to Kenny Chesney concerts is a must-see.
Mm. What is it? It's rum and what, with Coors Light? Is that normally what shows up there?
Yeah.
I think there's a few Coronas, too.
Okay.
All right. And I saw a lot of hot chicks puking, too.
Sweet.
I was like, this...
Nothing says I love you like a woman hurling.
All right. Here's
you want to take
question.
A nap in the car?
How many provinces are there in Canada?
Five.
11.
10.
10, damn it.
10.
Yep.
11. 10.
All right, here is your question. The character Borat hails from what country?
The character Borat?
Borat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he hails from what country?
I mean, a character, not the actor.
Yes, the actual character.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I know. I hear it, but no, I'm going to say Uzbekistan, but that's not it.
You're close.
Kazakhstan.
Question four, Don.
Question number four for you. Who wrote the novel Moby Dick?
Gentlemen, that's what I've got. It's been great talking to you. I love the show. Herman Melville.
There you go.
There you go. By the way, people are checking in. Dolph Lundgren's IQ, and I know the guy is like super, super smart. Anyone want to take a guess at Dolph Lundgren's IQ?
What is the highest IQ can be?
160? Is that right?
His IQ is 160.
Okay. I mean, what's it out of? People always talk about IQs. Like, what's it out of?
I'm going to say the average IQ is what, like between 100 and 120, I think. I think that's right. I'm not 100%. I'm not smart enough to know. But
it says, theoretically, the highest IQ possible in the world is 200.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, he's a big dummy.
Everyone with an IQ score higher than 110 is lucky enough to have an above average intelligence.
I just didn't know.
But what is the low that's still average? In other words, what's the C student? Who finished at the bottom of the class, right? So
I know I'm going to piss off 50% of the audience here, but I don't care. It just doesn't seem like if you're real, 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 real smart, you go to Wazoo.
No, you're right.
You got to go there to drink beer and hang out, don't you? I mean, that's the kind of school I went to.
But they do actually have some good schools. Well, like the
veterinary school is one of the best in the
country. They have the moral school of, like, is it broadcasting or news or something? Like, they...
Come on, man. We work a broadcast.
Yeah, I mean, we're not the brightest.
I'm just saying. I know he's like there.
So what do you got there, Mike?
Your normal or average IQ is 90 to 110.
90 to 110. And he's 160.
Yeah, and it says above 140 is near genius or genius level.
Wonder what his day job is. You know, like, he's not acting every day. It's like, what does Dolph Lundgren wake up and do in the morning?
Count his money that he still gets from Rocky IV.
That's right.
And the Expendables. Because you got to remember one thing about Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, that's right.
Other than Jason Statham, he said, look, if you're in an action movie and you're not doing much, join the Expendables. They've had Chuck Norris. They've had Dolph Lundgren. They've had...
That's right.
Who the hell else?
Carl Lewis?
No. Bruce Willis... I can't remember them all, but I grew up with most of these guys, and I guess that's the point.
Miles, you are right, though. The Kooks can drink. They're fun to hang out with.
Oh, yeah.
Always have a blast. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. Hola.
Hola.
Tyler, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Tyler. Welcome to the show and Big Dummy. Okay, Tyler, you got to perform one procedure on our men's room poll. Will you pull out your own tooth, insert your own catheter, stitch your own wound, or wipe someone else?
I'll go catheter.
Catheter, all right. I like it, Tyler.
Join the catheter club, that's right.
Yeah.
We're easy to find. You know,
you don't have to get up from your bar stool or nothing. You just sit there.
And they funnel it right back into the bud cake.
Exactly.
All right, here's your question. Jesus. What basketball player starred alongside Jean-Claude Van Damme in the cinematic masterpiece Double Team? Yeah, I was disappointed with that one.
I don't know.
I give you a hint. He's a black dude.
Michael Jordan.
He played with Jordan, but Dennis Rodman.
How do you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. It is Dennis Rodman. I looked this up. Why do you know this?
Did you? Because it's a sports movie.
Was it a sports movie?
No, it's not. But it had a sports athlete in it. That's probably why I watched it.
I was going to say, I can't imagine Jean-Claude Van Damme being in a sport movie unless it's like blood sports.
Kind of the exact opposite. If it's a movie with an athlete in it, then I don't watch it. Because I know it's probably going to suck.
Who's a good former athlete? And I mean, there's some people we grew up with or it's already done. Like Merlin Olsen. I don't know if he's a great actor. Fred Dreyer, who played Hunter.
Yeah.
Jim Brown was in Dirty Dozen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Being himself. Who was Webster's father?
Do you really think Space Jam's going to be that good?
No, I do not. But it doesn't matter, Miles. My kids already have the dates written down, so I'll be able to give you a review of a movie that I know I'm going to hate passionately.
Hey, who is an athlete that is like... Because there's a lot of like musical artists that switch over and you kind of forget they were...
You get a lot of athletes like Michael Strahan to go on to broadcasting, and they seem very good at what they do.
There's been great cameos, but not somebody who's starring in
Right. I'm sure people will let us know and we'll forget.
I hate to say it because he's a horrible human, but it's probably OJ.
Yeah, you're right.
But he wasn't a good actor, but right.
I didn't know he was a football guy. Naked Gun movies?
I mean,
those were funny. He was just in them.
Yeah. Well, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was in Airplane.
Does The Rock count?
He's an athlete, but I mean...
We wouldn't know who he was if... Because of his college career.
Right, exactly.
We would know people like the people he played with, like Warren Sapp.
Right.
And Ed Reed.
Didn't Ray Lewis play on
that
team?
Yes, he did.
Roland Marley was on that team.
Somebody else says Rick Fox. You know what? You're right. Rick Fox has been acting a lot. I see him in bit parts here and there. Shaq is comedy gold.
Rick Fox is in a ton of movies.
Shaq might be the guy now.
Probably.
Rick Fox. I've seen him in enough stuff where like, I always forget he played hoops.
Dick Butkus. Who was... he was in the TV show Blue Thunder back in the day. Who's the guy who's always with big black dude? Bubba...
Oh, Smith, maybe?
Bubba Smith. Yeah. The two of them were always...
Miller Lite tastes great.
By the way, just so you know, there's a man in a uniform staring at us.
Uh-oh.
We drilled. We did the drill.
We did the fire drill, man.
Arrest that guy.
We did it twice.
Arrest the white...
What else you want us to get him?
Arrest the white guy. He's a vegan.
Miles, that's a fire chief.
Oh.
Arrest him anyway. It's cool.
Take a hose and shoot him across the street.
All right. Instincts, though. Miles sees a badge. Like, oh.
That's right.
People saying Wilt Chamberlain and Conan the Destroyer. I don't know if he was a great actor, but I do remember him in there.
Yeah. John Matusak was in Goonies.
Did
he play like Lurch or whatever?
Phil Lambeer was in Land of the Lost. That was a sleestack.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was. All right, your question. What is the name of the volcano just outside of Tokyo, Japan?
Fuji.
That's it.
Cam Neely, hockey player, and he was in Dumb and Dumber. He was the guy they put the tab on and then ran into him later in the bathroom.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Put it on my feet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-421-ROCK.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
The game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hola! Ryan, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober, Miles.
Not sober. All right, Ryan. Ryan, our men's room poll, you got to perform one procedure. Will it be to pull out your own tooth, insert your own catheter, stitch your own wound, or wipe someone else?
You know, as funny as Thrill story is about the catheter, I'm going to have to go with stitch my own wound.
Okay.
By the way, that would be funny to you. An unexpected farting penis is kind of traumatic. I promise you this. All right. Here is your question. What other animal cartoon character made his debut as Porky Pig's nemesis in 1937? So it's just another Looney Tunes character.
Yeah, wild guess here, Foghorn Leghorn.
That'd be my guess, too.
Elmer Fudd?
Daffy Duck.
Oh.
Might be my personal favorite of all the Looney Tunes characters. All right, front, back, or side? Where in your brain is the cerebellum?
Oh, it's in the back of the brain, isn't it?
There you go. Okay. There you go.
You are correct. Do you know what function it controls?
The cerebellum.
Cerebellum.
Motor function.
Agility.
It is, in fact, the motor function. Okay. Do you think there's a woman out there named Sarah Bellum?
Probably.
I mean, if my last name's Bellum, my daughter's going to be Sarah.
If there's a Mike Oxlong out there, that's definitely, yes. Game is a Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Dummy. Casey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Casey, are you on team sober, team not sober?
I'm on team
sleeper
today, boys.
Okay. Casey, welcome to the show. Our poll, you got to perform one procedure. Will it be to pull out your own tooth, insert your own catheter, stitch your own wound, or wipe someone else?
I think I'm going
to
go with stitch your own wound.
Okay. All right. By the way, people are, I do not know this. All right, so people are talking about the athletes that went on to act. Now, we said good actors, that we don't necessarily getting that, but some of the people that point out, Carl Weathers, believe it or not, played 7 seasons in the NFL. Dan Marino and Ace Ventura. Jason Statham, and this is true, he was actually a world-class high diver, which most people don't know, but he actually was.
Dan Marino played Dan Marino.
Howie Long, you might remember him from Broken Arrow.
Yeah, it's like saying Terry Bradshaw. He was in a couple movies.
Mark Harmon, did he play? I know he played college ball. I don't know if he played at USC, though. Okay. Someone else, Alex Karras, who was Webster's dad, played for the Detroit Lions.
I mean, I guess, right, didn't Dean Cain play college football? And he was on
Lewis and Clark.
Is it Lewis? No.
Lewis and Clark.
Right, they were out here.
They're historical, yes. And then Brian Bosworth. Of course, he's been in a bunch of movies.
Oh, the Bobs. Stone Cold.
Although I pointed out, I think his best role right now, the Dr. Pepper TV commercial.
The Sheriff.
He's the Sheriff.
Stone Cold is not a bad movie.
Are you sure?
It has. I've watched it at least four times. It's got some great moments in it. It really does.
Seriously.
It's like Roadhouse. It's secretly good.
Okay.
Strangely enough.
Also, Brian hit us up on Facebook. He has a good point. Expendables also had Randy Couture, who graduated from Lynwood High School.
Really?
UFC, yeah.
Okay. Did not know.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. All right. Here's your question. What's the name of the bar that's frequented by Peter Griffin and his friends on Family Guy?
Yeah. I used to watch that a lot, but it's been a while. I'm going to have to say pass. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Don't pass.
You shall not pass.
You're making an old man angry.
So I know it's the clam.
It is, in fact, the Drunken Clam.
The Drunken Clam. All right.
The Drunken Clam.
Because he's always just like, I'm going down to the clam.
Would you go to a strip club called the Drunken Clam?
100%.
Yeah.
No. Their strip club is the Fuzzy Clam.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, no. Part of the whole clam series. All right, here's your question.
I heard it's a pearl of a club.
Hell. We got shellfish jokes, bro.
If you stick around, maybe I'll pull out a mullet joke.
Where was Babe Ruth born? It's the same place that Edgar Allan Poe died.
There's a Babe Ruth museum in this town.
Mm-hmm. I'm personally fond of this town. Most people are not, and I understand.
I've been to the museum.
Babe Ruth Museum? I have no idea.
Just take a guess. Just name a city.
You know he played in New York. You know he played for Boston.
New York City?
Not a bad guess. It was incorrect, however, but Baltimore.
And he played for the Orioles, right? But they were a minor league club at that point?
You know what? Honestly,
I don't
know.
Or he played in Baltimore. I don't know if they were the Orioles.
Okay.
Did you guys ever go to the museum?
Yes. Yeah, I think I did once, but years and years and years. And it's in a lovely part of town. All right, your question.
It's like a house.
it's a row house.
It's where he was born. Exactly. Yeah. They literally put the museum in a teeny tiny house he was born. And now that neighborhood is hell. All right, the question.
We went during the day.
You would only go during the day. We would not know you now if you went at night. What is a dried plum?
A dried plum?
Yes.
Is that a date?
A what?
A date.
It is a prune.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What is a date?
That is a testicle that hangs from a tree.
Are dates just dates?
I think a date's
or
just
a date.
Or
is that a dried apricot?
Oh, Christ. I don't know. Mike, help us out. What's a date?
I'm taking a look at it here.
You're right. Dates are probably just dates. I don't know. Explain it. What are we doing? Is it a date?
I think a date's just a date.
It looks like it is just a date.
All right,
yeah.
So a date's just a date. Now we know.
Date right. Palm.
Your question, what is the capital of Portugal?
Ooh.
Dad, you ever been to Portugal?
Have not.
What?
Probably would have been lovely.
The capital of Portugal. What was your guess?
I don't even know what's in Portugal, man.
I was like, you're right. Just name a city in Portugal.
It's right next to Spain. Touches the Atlantic Ocean. You honestly don't know a city in Portugal?
Man, I can't say that I do.
All right, fair enough.
Lisbon?
It is Lisbon. Lisbon, Portugal. Lisbon. Commit this, and now you know a city in Portugal, and it happens to be the capital.
Also, the home country of Cristiano Ronaldo.
This is true.
Coca-Cola's favorite athlete.
Yeah, I've heard. All right, multiple choice question for you. What was the hottest temperature ever recorded in Seattle? 98, 100, 102, or 103?
102?
So close. 103.
What year?
2009. We were here.
Oh, as I say, we were here. 103.
All right, here's a question. In the movie The Matrix, does Neo take the blue pill or the red pill? I mean, it's a
blue pill.
He did not have erectile dysfunction, so instead he took the red pill.
Question five, Casey. What's Ryan in?
Forget the meaning of those pills, but I feel like given a choice, I'd go blue.
But he explained the situation.
Right.
It wasn't like, hey, just pick a color.
I'm just saying, I'm just picking off color.
Okay, all right. You'd have just come back and been none the wiser and had an erection. All right, your question. Who was the host of The Tonight Show before Jay Leno?
Any guesses? Hello?
Not Jimmy Fallon,
because
he came on after me.
Uh-oh. No way.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Oh, there's one less listener.
Oh, man. That is such a tragedy to have a monster eat a person who chooses to listen to our show. That's a terrible, terrible thing. Terrible, terrible thing. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Bill, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Sober, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, just do us a favor and guess.
Yeah.
That's all.
Bill, our men's room poll, you got to perform one procedure. You got to pull out your own tooth, insert your own catheter, stitch your own wound, or wipe someone else. What are you going to go with?
Insert my own catheter. Done it 100 times.
You've done it 100 times? Why?
Because I had kidney surgery that they had, long story short, prostate swelled up, couldn't urinate, had to learn a new trick. And that was self-catheterization.
Now, is that with, you know, like KY jelly and then just inserting the tube? Kind of?
No. They come pre-lubricated. Just open it up, take it out, and we go.
I know they say pre-lubricated, but just based on what I'm about to do, I think I might add a little extra lube just in case.
I mean, do you need to, like, exhale, or is there any tips you could give just in case?
No, it's easier than withdrawing a medically inserted catheter.
Ah, okay. I guess that's good to know. I hope to never find out, but I believe you. All right.
Okay, I do it at work all the time.
Here's your question. What city is known as the capital of the Silicon Valley?
What city?
What's that?
What city, correct?
Yes, what city, yes.
San Francisco.
San Jose.
It is San Jose. That's ticky-tacky. I thought the same thing.
Shoe City.
Yes, Shoe City. Oh, yes. By the way, the answer to the question that the monster ate, the host of The Tonight Show before Jay Leno was Johnny Carson.
Right?
Yes. People are very happy the monster came out. That might be the most popular monster ever. All right, here is your question. Which Confederate general surrendered at Appomattox Courthouse?
Robert E. Lee.
There you go, Bill.
Well done. Good. Well done.
Game is a Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Rachel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
bicholas.
Hola.
Rachel, are you sober or not sober today?
I'm sober. I'm driving.
All right, Rachel, welcome to the show. It's a beautiful day to be on the ballot. All right, you got to perform one procedure. Will it be pulling out your own tooth, inserting your own catheter, stitching your own wound, or wiping someone else?
I'll be honest, guys. I'm really out of shape. I don't think I could reach down there to get the catheter in. And I've already pulled my own tooth. So I'm going to go with stitching my own wound.
All right. You're adventurous.
Why did you pull your own tooth?
Oh, as a kid, I tied it to a string and slammed the door, you know.
Well, everybody's done that, and that's a child's tooth.
supposed we're saying to come this out. A full, healthy adult yeah. tooth. You got to rip out.
You guys pliers. Didn't specify. There was no specification about the tooth.
You're right, because I can't reset that every time because it takes too much time. So we do it at the beginning of the show, but I kind of slack as we move on. You know what I mean? Because trust me, there's no glove involved in the wiping.
Yeah, that would make me throw right up.
All right.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You don't have to explain, like, I am not dealing with this. And again, a lot of people said, hey, man, I have kids, I've wiped. I have two.
We're two.
This is an adult, and it's a stranger. This is some guy at the bus station. All right, here is your question. What is the official language of Egypt?
Used to be Coptic. That's not it anymore. Let's go with Egyptian.
Not a bad guess. Arabic. You went Coptic. Good Lord, man.
Well, I know the old stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, you hopped in the Wayback Machine. Grunting. Screaming and pointing. All right, here's your question. In what country would you find the mouth of the Amazon River?
Isn't it in Brazil?
It is.
Oh,
well done. Well done.
Let's do one more contestant. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-RUN.
Hello, Marshall. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hold on. Hold on. Marshall, sober, not sober?
I'll stop within there, alert.
All right, man.
Don't let that stop you, Marshall.
Yeah, just sneak out back. Marshall, perform one procedure. Pulling out your own tooth, inserting your own catheter, stitching your own wound, or wiping someone else. Where are you going?
Stitching my own wound.
Stitching's coming in popular today.
They're given the options, yeah. All right,
I saw a bumper sticker the other day. It said, "Nit happens." It was all Subaru.
Oh, yeah.
Nit happens.
Oh, my God.
I was dying. Yeah. I was dying.
All right, here's your question. In what magazine could you find the Spy versus Spy comic strip?
The what?
Spy versus Spy.
Spy versus Spy.
Wouldn't that be Mad?
There you go. Very good. Let's get one more.
Get another one in.
Let's get another one.
Yeah.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. James, sounds like you're driving. I'm going to put you on team sober. Perform one procedure. Will it be pulling out your own tooth, inserting your own catheter, stitching your own wound, or wiping someone else?
Wiping someone else.
Okay.
All right there, James. Here is question number one for you. What Rolling Stones song asks, how come you taste so good?
Oh, man.
Are you at a gun range?
I'm drawing a blank.
Well, I'll just name a Rolling Stones song. I mean, they only have two or three hits, you know.
One or two of them. Can't think of the name of one of their songs, though.
You can't think of a name of a single Rolling Stones song?
Sing the song, you know, I got it, but name it, I'm not.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I am. That song is
Brown Sugar.
Why you taste so good. Yeah. I have your question. On what continent did turkeys originate?
North America.
There you go.
It's the beautiful, nice, majestic, nice pleasant turkey.
Head Chef's on the way with 7 steps for the perfect ice cream experience with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.